The Wall Street Journal podcast are brought to you by American Express. No matter what you do, from business and finance to a podcast about business and finance, it's easier when you don't go it alone. The powerful backing of American Express. Don't do business without it.
With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. When Apple announces three new iPhone models this week, Wall Street will be far more interested in the price than how big the screen is. We'll explain why in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. The Federal Reserve says the consumer borrowing rose $16.6 billion in July to a seasonally adjusted $3.91 trillion. That's an annual growth rate of 5.1% and well ahead of what economists were expecting. Non-revolving credit, which includes debt such as auto and student loans, jumped 6.4% in July. That followed a 4% gain in June and the largest increase in 8 months. In the April to June quarter, consumer spending jumped 3.8%, due in part to the tax cuts. Economists in Wall Street will be focused on whether consumer spending will remain strong in upcoming quarters. Wage gains are typically considered a precursor to inflation, and while last week's employment report detailed larger-than-expected gains in average hourly wages and raised new concerns about an acceleration in inflation, Wall Street is not betting on a large acceleration in price increases. Continued tension between the U.S. and its major trading partners has dampened economic activity and threatens to further restrain the pace of growth. And a study by Bankrate focuses on which college majors are likely to result in landing a job. Turns out students who major in the fine arts face a 9% unemployment rate in their field and average incomes that are below $41,000 a year. That's the second lowest average annual salary of any of the 162 majors analyzed and the highest unemployment rate for a major. The current jobless rate nationwide is under 4%. Students who majored in cosmetology, culinary arts, and clinical psychology also faced a tough go of it, looking for work after graduation. Meanwhile, students majoring in actuarial science, zoology, and nuclear engineering faced unemployment rates within their major of under 2.5% and average incomes above $108,000 per year.
Whether you're an entrepreneur growing your own business, a star contributor turned manager, a senior executive tapped to lead a global business unit, or a seasoned executive preparing for the C-suite, Harvard Business School Executive Education can help you rise to the challenge. Their four comprehensive leadership programs accelerate career growth and transform talented executives into confident business leaders. To learn more, visit hbs.me/transform. That's hbs.me/transform.
Apple is expected to unveil three new iPhone models at an event on Wednesday, and while the iPhone's features will be important to iPhone fans, investors will be keeping an eye on the price. Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Dan Gallagher is here with us to explain. So Dan, as you write in your column in the Wall Street Journal, it's the average selling price of iPhones that Wall Street is focused on.
It is, and it makes it a kind of an interesting event because consumers, of course, want the lowest price you can get, but if Apple priced it too low, they'd probably get a bad reaction from investors because we're in a period where iPhone sales, you know, unit sales aren't really changing much because overall smartphone sales aren't really growing either. The way Apple is getting growth is they are putting more higher priced devices into the mix and therefore raising the revenues they're getting from the iPhone business. So they did this in this last season. They did that with the iPhone 10 or the iPhone X, the way some people see it. You know, that's an expensive phone that kind of raised that price. They need to keep that price up in this next cycle.
And it's really important to see how they follow up with the iPhone X as far as what the phone is and what the price will be, because the iPhone X was $1,000. I mean, that was a huge headlining phone when it came out from a price standpoint and a feature standpoint.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if for the plans that we're seeing, you know, based on, you know, our reporting and some other news outlets, it looks like there'll be more devices that are at that price level or above. You know, one of them, they're going to put out essentially a larger version of the iPhone, you know, X, you know, with an OLED screen and even bigger size. And I don't know what price that's going to be, but it's certainly going to be more than 1,000. So, they have to keep these premium ones, you know, up there and hopefully get some demand on them. But they also need, you know, consumers are going to buy buy a lot of, you know, they have a mix of phones, you know, across various price points. So not, obviously not all iPhone buyers are going to go with that. But what Apple does need is enough of them to go with it that the price and revenues keep coming up for them.
And this is really where customer loyalty comes into play. Typically, rising prices, as you mentioned, it might encourage customers to go elsewhere. But so far, Apple has seen success keeping users on its platform.
Yeah, and that's not, honestly, it's not just Apple either. I think, you know, think of it this way. We're more than 10 years now into what this modern smartphone market is. You know, app-based smartphones where you've got Apple phones and then you've got a bunch of different Android phones like the Samsung ones. And at this point in the game, I think a lot of consumers are really set on their platforms of choice. So, and they don't tend to move off those, even if you think you can get maybe a better feature or a better price at another one or something else. So in the case of Apple, yeah, they've maintained their share. They haven't really grown it that much. I think most of their cycles now are selling, you know, upgrades to their base of users. So, yeah, just because the prices go up doesn't mean those users flee.
And Apple has to take care of its investors also. Its shares trade at about 17 times forward earnings. You point that out in your column. That might be enough for investors to cash in unless, of course, they see growth in sales.
Yeah, they've, you know, it's historically high for them. So, yeah, they need to deliver growth. One thing that's changed now is they are getting more growth out of things that they sell on top of their devices, like these services that are things like app sales and other things. So that's helping the company's overall growth profile a bit. So it's not completely hinged on iPhone, but it's still iPhone's going to be more than 60% of revenues, I think, for the next 2 years.
That is an amazing number. I mean, that is a high bar.
It is a high bar. So, and that's why they have to keep that business going well. They can't really afford to have the iPhone, you know, really flatline either. So, and from what we can see, the way they're going to get growth is to get more of these higher priced devices in the mix.
That is Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Dan Gallagher with a rare and appreciated visit to New York from our San Francisco bureau, but he's here in New York. Dan, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.